Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
We got good things lined up for you this hour. Going to get in some entertainment news, some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day. But we kick off every Thursday, 9 o'clock hour, with our great friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Joining us now on the phone, Executive Director at the Humane Society, Madison Rafter. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good over here. Imagine you are pretty busy over there, Madison. I don't want to keep you too long this morning. Who is our new pet of the week?
Our pet of the week this week is going to be Carmella. Carmella is a two-year-old mini lop rabbit that we have. She came to us as an owner surrender at no fault of her own. She is a little black and white, just sweet, sweet rabbit. She absolutely wants snuggles. She wants love. And she is just the most precious rabbit I have seen in a little while.
Madison, what are you doing to me?
I might be selling you on another rabbit.
Why are you doing this to me? No, I'm just kidding. She sounds awesome, Madison. She sounds so great. It's a fun animal too. You know, we don't get to talk about rabbits nearly enough, and I know you and I, Madison, are big fans of rabbits and what they can do for a home and for a family.
Yeah, rabbits are just fantastic animals. It's one of those things that, again, looking at it, like, they live the lifespan of a dog as well. And if it's something that you don't want the time commitment of having to walk a dog, having to always be home, things like that, rabbits are very self-sufficient where they're perfectly content in their cages, but then they would also like some outside time. But it's not something that you have to give as much time and commitment as a dog or a cat or things like that. And rabbits just make fantastic, fantastic pets. And Miss Carmella here, she is just an absolute doll. She wants love, she wants attention, she wants to hang out with people, and she is just the sweetest little love bug ever.
I think that is one of the things that gets lost with rabbits. I know at shelters I've worked at, we've had people say, well, I want an animal I can pick up. I want an animal that's going to, you know, come to me or wants to be pet or something. Rabbits do that. That's rabbits. Maybe not in the traditional sense of a dog or something, but they're pretty close to it. I would say they're very similar to cats in that way. Would you, Madison?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, they want that attention just like a cat would. Of course, you got your temperamental cats, and of course, you'll have your temperamental rabbits that sometimes they're like, you know what? I'm not in the mood for this today. But sometimes you got those rabbits that they just want all that socialization. They want to hang around those people. They want to snuggle. And this rabbit, she came with came from a home with kids. And of course, when she came in, she was covered in pink marker. So she is a rabbit that could just care less.
And wow.
Sweetheart.
That is saying something.
That is saying something
right there.
Rabbit sit still for that. Wow.
So it sounds like Carmella would be really good in a family home. They make a good match there. I do think rabbits are really good solo pet for single people too, as well, though. A lot of, you know, we have a lot of our population out there that are seniors that are up there, and maybe you don't have the ability to walk a dog or let your dog out or something, or the work that it takes to kind of take care of a cat. I would think a rabbit would be a really good fit for somebody in that situation, Madison.
Oh, yeah. I mean, rabbits are just fantastic pets. If it's a first starter pet or one that you don't want to put too much time and commitment into, like having to walk those dogs or having to spend as much time with a cat, rabbits are ones they're perfectly content in their cage. They're also perfectly content coming out and being outside. And Carmella is just such an easy, laid-back rabbit. I'll go clean her kennel in the morning, and she's just shoving her head up against my hand like, excuse you, I need pets right now. And she's such a love bug. Like, if I need another animal in my house, I swear, she'd go home with me in a heartbeat, but I don't need anymore.
I hear you. I'm right there. I'm right there with you on this, Madison. And the other thing I think, because all animals are very adaptable, and dogs are specifically really good at this, but rabbits are more adaptable than I think we realize too. So if this is an animal that was used to being in a big family, it will probably adapt fairly quickly to a single family home or vice versa. So whoever's out there listening, the Carmella sounds and you know, like a good fit for you or something, we encourage you to reach out. Madison, we've talked about this with dogs and cats. Do rabbits get microchipped?
Yeah, so we leave that discretion up to the owners. If it's something that they would like their rabbits microchipped, we will do it at no cost with the adoption fee. If it's something that they prefer not to, it's not an issue. Usually we try to encourage people, if they are going to take their rabbits outside, like on a leash or put them in a pen outside, we recommend the microchipping on that aspect, just because rabbits can sometimes be sneaky. They can hop over a fence, they can do escape, those kind of things. So we recommend it at least for if you're going to plan on taking your rabbit outside. If it's going to be strictly a house pet, then it's one of those things that we don't necessarily, it's one way or another, and we leave that up to the adopter's discretion. But Carmela will be spayed tomorrow, so she will be fully available tomorrow. But that's pretty much really all we do with rabbits.
Cool. Madison, I always like to bring some attention to things you guys are in need of over there. You do so much for our community. How can we help you? Is there anything we could drop off or certain things you need more than others?
Yeah. So right now we, of course, are full to capacity on both dog and cat side. We do not have open kennels right now. So our highest need is going to be cat litter, kitten food, cat food, 30-gallon garbage bags, and then sensitive skin and stomach dog food.
Okay. Good to know. We'll do our best to get those things to you guys over there, Madison, and really appreciate the time, you being able to join us and everything. We're looking forward to talking and hanging out again next Thursday. Madison, one more time, please tell us about our pet of the week.
Yeah, our pet of the week, again, is Carmela. She is a 2-year-old mini lap rabbit. Again, she was brought to us as a surrender at no fault of her own. She will be spayed tomorrow and available for adoption. If adopters wish that she is microchipped, we're more than welcome to do that. One other thing we are hosting right now is we do have an adoption sale going on. So if you bring 3 items off our highest needs list, we are able to drop those adoption fees for dogs and cats over the age of 6 months to $50.
Wow. That's a nice deal, Madison. That is a nice deal. Boy, I got to imagine you're going to get some people over there for that. And I will be trying not to come over there to take Carmela off your hands. I'll be doing my best.
I'll bring your bite a visit. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you. You're the best. We appreciate you, Madison. Thank you so much for the time.
Of course, not a problem. Thank you. You take care.
Find out more about our Humane Society by going to their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. You can give them a call at 715-423-0505, 715-423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Yep. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all the great things going on with our Humane Society. And those needs, those things that they need, everybody, if you can drop any of those kind of things off, you are doing some helping them do the vital work that they do in our community.
Very helpful, yep.
You would know if we didn't have that Humane Society.
You would know.
You would know. You would be feeling that economically. You would be feeling it on a lot of other levels as well. We send a big shout out. And I think that longtime residents in this area understand how fortunate we have been over decades with our local Humane Society. We have had a lot of good runners of that Humane Society. Yep. Beth before Madison was incredible. Mm-hmm. I still talk to Beth all the time. And Madison is amazing at what she does. The passion and the way she cares about this job. Seth and I and Melissa, we see it all the time when she comes in.
It's very obvious. Yeah.
And help out where you can, if you can, everybody.
Yep.
Find out more at swchs.com and be sure to join us next Thursday for a new Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Seth is going to run the rest of the show. I'm going to the Humane Society.
Oh, man. You're going to stop and lock the door, someone.
All right, thank you. Thank you for doing that. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Not going to say anything bad about that band.
Don't say anything.
I'm not saying a single thing. I'm moving on.
I am coming to you.
I'm moving on, man.
Talking about scary.
That group. They still let me know that they have my email. I heard from them like 6-7 months ago or something like that.
Oh, really?
You, Melissa, and I were saying something, and it was one of those things where I meant to say something about it. We never got a chance to get back to it. But yeah, they've reached out.
Oh my gosh!
Like I don't want to say it was like the head of the fan group.
But scary there.
The Bare Naked Ladies fan group, though, man. Do not
cross them.
I don't know who is more intimidating, them or the Swifties.
Or Swifties?
Yeah. Not sure.
That's a good one.
So we get into a little bit of entertainment news now, and the Federal Trade Commission is proposing a ban on hidden concert ticket fees.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of stuff we do in this section right here. I ramble about acting. I have a suggestion about a movie that nobody's ever heard of and will never watch. A lot of those things. But this is really what I wanted to do with this segment when we first started doing this.
Yeah.
Melissa, you and I together. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to put a focus on subjects or things that are, just kind of get – there's so much news. And even in the 24-hour news cycle that we all live in nowadays, there's stuff that gets lost in the shuffle.
Oh, so much.
And this is a huge story.
This is a huge story, yes.
The Trade Commission is proposing this ban on hidden concert ticket fees, which could impact the industry for the rest of the industry for decades, if not longer. They're finally getting involved in this. The big dogs are finally getting involved in this.
Yes, and this is a good thing. Because it's a monopoly. I mean, we can call it a monopoly right now. It's Ticketmaster and it's Live Nation, and that's and they're together. I mean, they're in partnership or their own. I don't even know if they're the same. They might even be the same company. I don't know. So there's nowhere else you can get tickets. None. There's no competition here.
This has been an issue forever. Now, our generation knows this in part because of Pearl Jam.
Remember that, yeah.
And the big thing that was and everything. And as big at the time that Pearl Jam was, one of the biggest bands in the world, top five biggest acts in the world.
Yep.
Think of maybe not Taylor Swift, but Beyonce nowadays or something like that. A very similar kind of fame to them.
Yep.
They made like nowhere
on
this.
No, they took them on and they lost.
They lost
they
bad.
They got beat down. They really did.
Yeah. It's been an issue for a very long time. In addition to inflating concert ticket prices, junk fees can affect the total cost of booking hotels, paying utility bills, and more. If adopted, the new rule would require businesses to include all mandatory fees while listing the ticket price for consumers.
Yes.
The FTC would also be able to penalize companies that do not comply.
Good.
In June, Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, there you go, Seth.
Okay, it is. All right.
Announced an all-in prices experience that will eliminate hidden fees. But all too often, this still happens.
Yeah, it's a lie. I'm sorry. It's an out-and-out lie.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be following this story as it's going along here and everything. And we'll keep you up to date on this as it's going along. But encourage people to do their homework, look into these things. I mentioned this before. There's a handful of people that I've wanted to see my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler's one of them.
Okay.
I want to see him live.
Sure.
I just think it'd be a fun experience. I love going to concerts, but one of my favorite things is one of my favorite memories is going with my sister to Point to see George Carlin.
Wow.
And seeing him at the theater up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know this at the time, but it was one of his last shows.
Right.
And that'll stay with me the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see a legend.
Yeah, something.
In my book, tied for the greatest comedian I'll ever see, along with Richard Pryor.
Right.
So I love seeing stand-up comedians. I see Adam Sandler is touring. Oh, I look up right away. Where's he go? He's going to be in Milwaukee, Seth. He's going to be in Milwaukee. That's like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
I could get to that. I look up the ticket. $100 is the cheapest ticket.
Yikes.
And now, to me, somebody who has not looked at concert tickets in years, I have not looked at concert tickets. I just have not had the time.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about it. And to be honest, there's not a ton of acts that I want to see.
Right.
So I thought, oh my God, $100 for a ticket. That's insane. I bring this up to my students. They start laughing at me immediately. How old are you? That was the first question. How old are you?
Yeah.
Tickets have been $100 forever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how old am I? How crazy are you?
Yeah.
I love Adam Sandler. Huge fan. I don't know that it's worth $100 to go see him.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make the argument in your head.
Mm-hmm.
These people that are paying thousands of dollars to see these acts, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, any of them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, an experience that you can say is priceless, blah, 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 all these things. You know what isn't priceless? A college education. Like, how are you paying for your children's college education? I'm sorry, you couldn't go to college because we went to go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at with these concert tickets.
And it's not even...
Going back to the other conversation, you know?
It's not even over those super famous people either. Diana Krall was coming to Madison. She just came a couple of months ago. And I saw that and I was like, wow, great. You know, it's one of the downtown theaters. It's not a big venue. And she's not like a, you know, people know who she is, but she's not like a superstar, you know, just a jazz singer and pianist and stuff. And she's very cool. I'd love to see her. I saw her live once when I was in college. I'd love to see her again.
Oh, man.
And then I saw the ticket price. I'm like, I can't justify it.
Yeah.
I cannot justify spending this money to go to this concert, which made me really sad, you know?
Yeah. It also made me feel unhip. Like, like unhip, not unhip to society. Yep. I mean to younger me. Younger me would never let that happen.
No.
Younger me would like, well, I'm going to see this band.
Yeah, I'm
like,
going to debt. That doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll do it.
Money.
Yeah.
Money. It doesn't matter. I'm going to see a live show. It's a lifetime experience.
Yeah. Fast forward 20 years.
I thought this would be a little interesting for everybody to hear. Madonna's daughter, Lourdes Leon. I believe her oldest child.
Okay. I can't remember, actually.
I can't either. I'm going to be honest. Can't
she's got a couple of kids, but I just...
She released a new single and video under her stage name, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Seth.
I think Lourdes Leon?
Yeah. Lourdes Leon.
Oh, that's her real name. Oh, okay.
Her stage name, Lola Hola? Lola?
Lola Hole.
I thought it was Aloha with an L. I don't know.
I'm not sure, dude.
Let's hear how she sounds, though.
Okay. It went when we loaded.
Yeah, it was loaded, everybody.
No, it's not loading.
Wonderful modern technology.
Oh, there we go. That's gothy.
Yeah.
That's very gothy.
I'm not against the gothy part. I was hoping to hear a little bit more of her vocal.
Her voice, yeah.
But I will say, and maybe this is just because of growing up in the 80s and everything, I could hear a little Madonna in that.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not alone. Yeah.
No, there was some in there.
That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. That's actually kind of cool. And good for her. Wish her well with that. I wanted to also talk about this, because I thought this was... I'm not talking about that part. That story, we're moving on. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and Spirit Halloween has found a pretty cool way to celebrate.
Oh, okay.
They are taking over the Blairstown Diner in New Jersey, which was featured in the original Friday the 13th back in 1980.
Oh, really?
They're hosting events throughout the day, including axe throwing, free horror caricatures, horror face painting, and a bloody pie eating contest.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah, nasty. And by the way, the diner is actually for sale.
Oh.
You can even drop a bid while you're there. Just be aware that you'll have to serve the horror weirdos, especially on Friday the 13th. listing agent says, quote, there was one a year, three or four weddings where Jason did the ceremony in town.
Oh, goodness.
So there's been a lot of that. I don't know what this is referencing. I remember I saw Friday the 13th when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't remember this. I remember them being at a camp. I don't remember a diner.
I don't think I've ever seen any of the Friday the 13th movies. Right. I can't comment, I guess, on that. I didn't realize there were like Friday the 13th super fans.
I have very few pet peeves in this world. One of them is spoilers. So I do this with all caveat and everything, because I know you're busy and I know you're not going to have the time to go through the anthology of all 1 through 59 Friday the 13th movies.
Not going to happen.
So let me just wrap this up for you and the audience. They see Jason. Jason takes out a bunch of virgins. Jason gets taken out. Then Jason comes back.
That's the formula.
It's a little like boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. It's a little like that. I want to see the rom-com and the horror movies like combined.
If anyone could do it, they could probably pull that off. You know, in the first movie, the one thing I do know is that in the first movie, Jason isn't really the villain. It's his mom.
That's right.
Jason became the – I mean, and seriously, I mean, it's a guy in a jumpsuit with a hockey mask on.
Yeah.
That's not really that, you know.
The only thing less intimidating to me is the Michael Myers one.
With
the William Shatner
painted mask, right.
Because I can still see Shatner in that face. And I'm sorry, nothing against William Shatner. I have a lot of respect for him. But one of the most least intimidating people
of all.
Not
scary?
Scary. I mean, when he's singing, maybe. But no, I'm joking. I did want to take some time with some local events that we have going on in our area.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Entertainment-wise. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time entertainment on other thing, you know, the world and everything. Let's get local here. And you heard us talking about this earlier. Bly Spirit back in production today.
Speaking of ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. A perfect holiday show. They have got shows today, tomorrow, and Saturday. 7 o'clock shows. On Saturday, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Not only a fun and entertaining show, but such a strong cast.
Oh, yeah.
And directed by, I think, one of our top three strongest directors in Linda Garsky.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a good time at this show. And you're going to be supporting the local arts. It's a win-win.
Which is very important. We want to keep those local arts here, everybody.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org and break a leg, everybody. Have a great run.
Have a great show, everybody.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yes.
Seth, today at 7 o'clock, Trail Tunes on WIRI.
Trail Tunes, yes. Yeah. So tune in, everybody. We got some classic cowboy tunes. We've got some more updated cowboy stuff as well. Basically, a normal show. Mm-hmm. A good mix of everything, and at least in my opinion, I guess, since I put it together. But tune in to WIRI tonight at 7 o'clock. If you haven't done so, check it out. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
We also wanted to mention Seth Faces the Music going every Sunday from 6 to 8.
Yes. This week, my second mystery show.
Oh, nice.
I got another mystery show. You have to figure out what the connection is, everybody. Listen carefully. This one isn't as hard as the last one, so I think a lot of people will figure this one out, but you got to listen carefully. That's all I'm going to say.
Very cool.
It's a mystery.
Looking forward to that. We will be playing a Best of Director's Cut for you this Sunday. We are building up because we've got a lot of guests lined up.
Some really good ones coming up.
Yeah. We've got some local big artists coming in. And, of course, we have two of our guests still from Hoozle's Rise to Music that we've been talking to. Just to let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit, I've been talking with Jordan Bain and Kyler Cusio quite a bit. They both have very busy schedules because they're incredibly talented.
Yes.
So we're working on getting them in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I would say going towards the end of October into November, nothing but new shows for you guys.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
Also wanted to mention, of course, going on tonight is our friends over at the Save of the Arts.
Yes.
At the Arts Council at the Performing Arts Center, Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience.
Spider-Man. I love that. The fact that he does Spider-Man.
He's so good.
Yes, he is.
Wonderful time talking with Sean. He joined us on Midday Magazine the other week. Mm-hmm. If you're curious, go ahead and check out that interview at civicmedia.us/shows. But Sean, you can catch him live today.
Yes. Tonight, 7:30.
7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. They'll be going live. You can hear his voice that has been described as liquid velvet. And you can hear it for free. Our good friends over at the Savor the Arts, Sally Kistner, gave us a set of tickets to give away for tonight's show.
Yes.
And we want to get them in your hands, everybody.
Yes, we do.
So call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600, if you want to go see Sean Johnson for free.
All right.
Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience coming to Rapids today. I believe Sean's actually already in town.
Yes.
Be sure to swing music. Be sure to come and check that out, everybody. It's going to be a really good show. And if you call up right now, 715-424-2600, tell us one of your favorite crooners.
Even if it's just Sean Johnson.
Yeah.
That works well, too. Yeah. If you don't know any crooners, say Sean Johnson.
Yep. That'll work. That'll work. Call up right now and win yourself these tickets. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show. What's your answer?
Sean Johnson.
That's fine. That's fine, sir. That is more than all right.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Can I get your first name?
Mike.
Mike, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Mike, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, and then we'll get you these tickets so you can take in a great show tonight, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening and playing along, Mike. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with nothing but fun on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Something about an organ that can be beautiful and sweet and at the same time haunting.
Yes.
I don't know what it is
about that
instrument.
It's a very good point, yeah.
But depending on, there's a beat like that and, and an intro like that that could be very sweet and kind of like, but and then there's like the House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
And songs like that with the old organ.
Yeah, that sounds very, haunting is a great word for it.
Or like basically any Doors song.
Yeah.
Anything Ray Masurek.
No kidding.
Remember all the ridiculous stuff we saw people do on Zoom during the pandemic?
Oh, jeez.
That is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, dear.
We have here 8 dumb things people have seen their coworkers do at work. We're going to get into some of these. I think that when I think of this stuff, a lot of it was when I was younger, just out of high school. And seeing, like, I remember when I worked at Cops overnights, shelving and mm-hmm. unstocking shelves mm-hmm. and all that. We had a guy who was in charge of the buffers, and he would try to take naps, and he would hide when he was doing it. Well, one time he locked himself in like a room, and I have never been able to figure out how he did this, how he locked himself in there with the machine.
Oh, what?
With the buffer. Like, I don't know how he got in there with the buffer, let alone locked himself in there. That was a weird one.
That's a weird, that's a good one. One. That's a good one.
There's some good ones out there. 424-2600. If you have some PG ones you can share
yes,
with us.
Yes, let's keep that in mind, everyone.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Someone said a coworker photocopied a slice of pizza, and the rest of the office was finding cheese and toppings in the copy machine for weeks.
Why would you do that?
I'm not sure there is an answer for that.
No.
Like, they can give you an answer, but it's not gonna be enough.
No,
it's not gonna answer the question for you. Well, I wanted to photocopy it for nothing you can say that is gonna make this okay.
We're moving on. Moving on.
Someone saw a guy super glue himself to a component he was fixing twice. He did it once when he had inadvertently did it again when he was trying to show people how it happened. What I did was this. Oh, no, I did it again. Oh, now, that is a funny one. I don't know how or what it was, but I'm sure I've done something similar to that. I'm not gonna act like I haven't. Like,
he went all in for that demonstration, man. He did it.
And I'm positive there was at least some point in my life where I've been demonstrating something to somebody and did it again. Like, I'm sure of it. Knowing my luck.
I stapled this paper to my shirt.
Yes, something like that. Someone worked with a tattooist who did a tattoo that said "Laugh now, cry ladder" across the man's chest. Jeez. Of course, the phrase is "Laugh now, cry later." I have on my arm, my first tattoo I got were the drama masks.
Yep.
And part of the reason I got them is obviously me being an actor and all mm-hmm. that. And this was, I'm going to be, this is my journey. This
yeah,
is my,
right.
my job and everything. But it was also the phrase, one of my favorite phrases, laugh now, cry
yep,
later.
Right.
I really think that's an important phrase. I love the idea of if Dan did this, but they were both smiley faces.
Like that doesn't work.
Like, you messed it up. Like, they're both frowning or they're both smiling. It's like, oh. Or if he took it like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's a smiley face with a ladder.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, ladder? What does that mean?
Yeah. Laugh now, cry ladder just doesn't have the same impact. Doesn't hit you the way it should. A kitchen employee forgot to put oil into an oil fryer and it turned on.
Oh.
Fire shot up. Then they put water on it, causing a bigger fire. Luckily, there were no injuries.
Have we not learned?
Yeah.
Grease fires. Do not no water, people.
No water.
No water on grease fires.
Are they teaching that in fast food places?
I would hope so.
I hope so. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk here, but I haven't worked in fast food since I was a kid.
You think that would be one of the first? You're working with hot grease.
Yeah.
That would be like one of the first things. Now, if this happens, you get a fire extinguisher. Yes, not water.
I will say I remember specifically them not mentioning this though, so that's why I hope that they do nowadays. I hope they've actually gotten on that.
Well, someone missed it.
Someone said a manager was trying to teach an employee how to correctly prepare a customer's food, and the employee said, "I'm not the one eating it, so why should I care?"
Oh,
dear
no.
God.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right.
You're not long for this career, my friend.
You are not going to keep that job.
Nah, no.
Someone put a bunch of knives into a sink that was full of soapy water and didn't tell anyone. You can imagine what happened.
Oh.
That is why you just don't do that.
Yeah, again, one of those things that I always thought was taught. You know, it's like, do not put sharp items into soapy water where you cannot see where they are, you know?
Someone opened a chat window to start talking badly about a coworker,
mm-hmm.
forgetting that they were on a call with that coworker at the time and they were sharing their screen. You get the bed that you make.
Yeah.
You get the bed that
That's
you make.
That's a great one. Instant karma, man.
Yes.
Karma's going to get you.
That's I'm surprised that doesn't happen more, actually, in today's day and age. Someone who worked at an airport said their coworker took his girlfriend through a secure area of the airport to bypass screening. The airport was locked down, and they were both arrested, and, of course, the guy was fired.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, there's a lot of times in life you don't take shortcuts. Airports are one of them.
Please don't. Never do that. I know. It stinks. You have to wait. And we've all been there, okay? Yeah. But still, you got to do it.
Yeah, you just have to.
Just got
to
do it.
I mean, it's I will say, like, because I don't think, like, unless you're in the same boat as I am, I feel like you've got no right to complain. I have flown the majority of my time flying since 9/11.
Right.
My last name is Maloff.
Yes.
I look the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
There has not been one time I've been in line and not been pulled out. And not one time have you will ever hear me complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a second. I do it not gladly. I'm not happy to do it.
Right.
But I do it, and I don't give them a hard time, and they don't give me a hard time. And
right.
I'm in and out, and I'm done. Like, have we had any? Have we had another 9/11? No.
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 Not since
Let's
then.
Keep doing this, people. It seems to be working. Seems to be working. Let's keep doing it. Seems like a good idea to me, at least. But what do I know? Take a break. Coming back with some more fun stuff for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Creatures of the Night. God, I wish I could do a Vincent Price impression.
I know, me too.
Oh, man.
Such a good voice.
Such a voice.
Man.
Is because when I think of Halloween songs, I mean, obviously, the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
This is the first one that pops in my head.
Of course.
This is probably second.
It's up there, man.
This is probably second.
Yep.
Let's get into this one, Seth. This is interesting.
Okay.
Our airlines are doing a lot of interesting things these days, and this may be up there.
Okay.
Airlines are not known for having gourmet coffee on board.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some studies say you should avoid coffee and tea because they use water from the plane's water tanks, which aren't always cleaned properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Alaska Airlines has announced a new onboard coffee, which they claim tastes better in the sky.
What?
Oh, this, you know what? This ain't, I ain't gonna hate on this. What a good bit. Of course the coffee tastes bad. You're on the ground. Duh. Jeez. Now, if you buy a plane ticket and you go ahead and go up there, it'll taste so much better.
Tastes fabulous.
I mean, what a great idea. I'm not saying it's gonna work. I'm not saying that it's actually gonna have a good shelf life. This is not gonna have a long shelf life.
No.
If it is not good coffee. If it is, then that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's, quote, a custom blend from Stumptown Coffee Roasters out of Portland. And that's a great name.
Yeah, that's it. I like that.
It's a great debate to have, I think. Who has better names, coffee businesses or minor league baseball teams?
Oh, we need a bracket for that.
Yeah.
we need
March
a bracket
Madness
for that.
Bracket
yeah.
right there. So
awesome.
They say that coffee usually tastes bitter and weak, partially because your sense of smell is impacted by the dry air of a pressurized cabin. And smell is very important to your sense of taste. So they really punched up the flavor. They say the coffee has strong notes like tastes like marshmallow, browned butter, and toffee, as well as a delicate hint of citrus oils and cherry essence.
Browned butter?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't know what they did here. I feel like I just said a bunch of nonsense.
You may have.
This delivers a, quote, more complex taste, which consumed in the air tastes better. The new coffee will be exclusively served on every Alaska flight by December 1st. It's replaced. It replaces Alaska's current coffee, which is Starbucks. Wow,
that was a rip on Starbucks. Holy cow, I didn't realize.
I didn't see that coming, but yeah. Well, I'm not going to begrudge anybody. I love coffee. I like all kinds of coffee.
Yeah.
I have never understood the love of Starbucks.
Me neither.
I've had a lot of Starbucks in my life, and I've never had one like, oh, I'm glad I paid $100 for that. Not one.
Because they invent sizes. Venti, what is that anyway?
Yeah, so to each their own, you know, what you like, you like. I am actually curious about this, though. I would love to be able to try this out and see.
You know, there's something about this that just screams, don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
Our coffee is so good. never mind that we have six seats now that can barely pack, wedge people into with no leg room. And, you know, I mean, it seems like that's what they're doing. Most airlines are doing now is like, don't look over here. Don't look at, look at this. You know,
there's a lot of issues with the airline industry and they don't seem to be addressing a single one of them. Instead, being doing things like this comes across with a very Man of Oz kind of feel to it. You're absolutely right. It's one of the first things I thought going into it. I got distracted by the coffee. I'll admit, I'm a big coffee guy.
And the other thing, too, to remember is coffee always starts with the water.
Yeah.
It's dependent on how good the water is. That's what the most important thing about coffee is.
Yeah. You can buy the most expensive coffee in the world, but if you're not putting decent water in there, it's going to taste like just about every other.
You're absolutely right.
That's part of the reason, one of the things I love about coffee. That's why I was saying earlier, I think that there's a lot of great coffees that are considered, quote, cheap coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But you just, how you're making it. You know, how you're preparing it, what kind of water you're
using. And that, absolutely.
But I don't know. This seems awfully silly to me.
It does. It really does. And Alaska Airlines is actually one of the better ones. But still, this seems like, whatever.
They kind of lost me with the tagline, tastes better in the sky. Like, I just feel like, oh, you're just really.
Yeah, taste this in the sky.
Right on. Now, if a coffee company came out with a specific type of coffee, like Folgers or Maxwell House, one of the big brands. They got a billion brands of coffee out there nowadays.
Right.
And one of them was specifically for airlines, and they had done their homework on this. Might actually be a little different to me. I might actually be a little more intrigued by it and everything, but it coming from Alaska Airlines, even though they worked with the Portland, you know, other
coffee company. Yeah, right.
Something about it just.
I'm with you. I'm with you. There's just,
something seems a little off to me about that one.
More marketing. That's all it is anymore.
Need a palate cleanser.
All right.
Need a palate cleanser. And we got a great one coming up this weekend, Seth, that you are going to be a part of.
I will be. I'm going to be in, I have to remember where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Stevens Point at Arnott Lions Park. I think that's not the name of the town it's actually in, but it's in that area there. Yeah. So it's the 100th anniversary holiday spirits craft vendor and music event happening on Saturday and Sunday. Don't want to forget Saturday and Sunday. You've been hearing some ads about it. There's going to be tons of music. There's going to be tons of food. 100 baskets they're going to raffle off. All the proceeds go to the Shriners Hospital, which is an amazing thing. Free admission, free parking for everybody. I will be there from 12 to 2 with Ashley, and we are going to be broadcasting live and get interview some of the people there and everything. This is a huge crafting event. I don't know if people understand how big this is.
This
is going to be real. So if you are in that area at Arnott Lions Park, 6867 4th Street in Stevens Point, it's going from 10 to 4 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Like I said, we'll be broadcasting on WIRI from 12 to 2 on Saturday. So join in. Check us out. It's going to be fun. And if you can get there, go have some fun.
Yeah. We
and support
you.
The Shriners.
Support the Shriners, everybody. We had them in a little while ago. Such a great conversation with them and doing some really good work in our community. Enjoy that event, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, you can catch it on WIRI, that broadcast, from 12 to 2. Saturday.
Saturday.
From 12 to 2. Wanted to remind everybody about our great guests coming up today on Midday Magazine. Join us from 3 to 4. In part 1, we're going to be talking with Jesse and Julie from Shirley's House of Hope.
Ooh.
I've been waiting for this. I've been looking forward to this conversation. Really looking forward to that one. That'll be with us at 3 today.
Really cool event that is, too, that's coming up in Marshfield. Yeah.
Looking forward to diving into that more with the ladies there. And in part 2, Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with UW-Madison Extension. Matt, we always learn something with Matt.
On National Farmers Day.
Yes.
Couldn't have planned it better.
Shout out to Pam Hilke and the great scheduling that she does.
Absolutely.
Week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Now, we really always enjoy talking with Matt, and I really want to get into a couple of conversations with him about this industry, about the ag and our farmers and the farm bill, the future of our farmers, a lot of that.
Important stuff,
All that coming up for you. Also, as we mentioned earlier, Blythe Spirit going back into production today. They're going to be hitting the WRCT stage today, tomorrow and Saturday.
Yep.
7 o'clock shows. On Saturday, you got a 2 o'clock matinee you can take in. This is a fun show.
Yes.
We had Linda and Laura joining us on Midday Magazine to talk about the show. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect seasonal show. It's got spirits in it and everything.
Yep.
Very fun. I want to say dark comedy, but not too dark.
It's Noel Coward. You know, he's not known as too dark. I mean, it's got its moments, but he's known, for, of course, for his wit and his funny. And there's a lot of funny, great funny lines in it as well. So it is a really cool show. We can't recommend it enough.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, or you can get them right at the front desk the day today, or mm-hmm. any of the days that you're going in.
Yep.
I do want to send a shout out and a quick reminder to everybody that is looking to audition for A Candle in the Window.
Yep.
This is going to be directed by Deb Sosinski, one of my stage moms.
We love Deb. She's so awesome.
And we're so excited for this. Auditions are October 16th and 17th at 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over there. Be a part of this group. Everybody, just understand that you will never leave. once you become a part of things at WRCT, you never want to leave.
The Christmas shows are a lot of fun, too, because you get bigger, different people. You get a lot of people who do the Christmas shows don't necessarily do the other ones, so that's a lot of fun.
True. Yeah. Again, get ready for those auditions and get your tickets for Blythe Spirit hitting the stage tonight at 7 o'clock. And break a leg, everybody. Enjoy the
indeed.
Run. I wanted to mention this too. A solar eclipse is set to occur in October, and the staff from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will host eclipse viewing events for students, families, and interested community members at two locations right here in Rapids.
Oh, cool!
The moon will cover a little over half of the sun during the eclipse, and on Saturday, October 14th. The eclipse will begin at 10:34 a.m., reach its maximum point at 11:53, and end at 1:15.
Aww.
The equipment will be set up from 10 a.m. until 1:15 at Lincoln High School, located at 1801 16th Street South. You can go check it out there. And they will also have one available over by the Y.
They'll
have one at the parking lot over there.
Oh, cool.
Stop in to use telescopes with solar filters, pinhole viewers, and other projection methods to view the eclipse safely.
Nice.
I am going to do everything I can to check this out.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
One of my wish lists, one of my things is having a telescope. One of the home ones you can have.
Yep.
I've wanted one of those since I was a little kid. I just think they are just the coolest things ever to be able to have
those
something
are
like
cool.
that.
Very cool.
Encourage people to check that out and help be a part of things with our local high schools.
Yes. And please don't look at it without the protective gear. Please don't look at it.
Please, for the love of God. Please.
Don't look at the eclipse.
For the love of God, man. how we let people. I'm not going to get
don't get into that.
I'm not going to get into it. We got other great local things going on here.
In fact, we got one that just started
just
a little bit ago. Yeah. It's finally here. The community book sale is going on as we speak at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Go there right now. Find out all the very cool books that were donated. And we got lots of books this year. So you never know what you're going to find. Most books are about $1. There's going to be some free baked goods, kids' activities, and coffee while you browse. They do accept credit cards. And if you need some help with mobility, they have an elevator to get downstairs. It's going till 6 tonight, tomorrow, 8:30 to 6. Saturday from 8:30 to 2, that's the $2 bag sale. Put as much as you can into a bag, and it'll cost $2.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it's here already. Wow. we've been talking about this so much, but it's going on right now, everyone. So if you are a reader, and I know we have lots of readers in town here, go check it out. See what books you can find.
Encourage you to check that out. Support our good friends over there with the Moravian Church and the support they are giving to the Mid-State with
their
scholarship raise.
100% profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships.
We are still looking for volunteers for our great yard raking event, Day of Caring, coming up on October 21st. If you are able-bodied, if you can put a team together or not, we would love you to have you be a part of this event. It is one of the greatest ways to put back in your community, and you are going to feel good about doing this all year long.
Absolutely.
Go to uwswac.org. That is the United Way's website. Be sure to bookmark that, and you can get in on this and register to help raking on Day of Caring.
Rake. And I don't mean like the baseball rake.
Get in on this, everybody. Again, reach out to them at uwswac.org. And, of course, keep up to date on all the great things that are going on with our local United Way.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their community denim day tomorrow and plenty of other great
Lots
things
of stuff coming up.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on a couple of world big stories we don't always get a chance to. Someone in Massachusetts set up one of those big things we were talking about, Seth, those 12-foot skeletons in their Halloween decorations.
Okay, yeah, sure.
We're just talking about those. They put it up in their yard for Halloween, and he's pulling double duty this year. They have him holding a sign for drivers that says, "Slow down, I smell children."
Wow.
It's a good and Halloween-y way of reminding people to keep an eye out for kids. Also, I feel like that's a great way. Like, you're going to listen.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to that skeleton.
It's the Grim Reaper, man.
Yeah.
He's got something to say, so be careful.
A stray dog in Michigan got his head stuck in one of those big plastic jugs, cheese ball jugs.
Oh.
It was on his head for at least 3 days, but an animal shelter helped him out and got it off of him. They're now trying to track down the owners, and I believe they've been calling him like Cheeseball or something like that. I think they've been calling him because
they don't know his name. Yeah,
I don't think they know his name. Something. And 8 orphaned manatees recently caught a flight from Ohio to Florida to be released back into the wild.
Aww.
3 different zoos in Cincinnati, Columbus, and Tampa worked with SeaWorld to rehabilitate them. They had to travel in custom made containers and be monitored throughout the flight.
Okay.
And they would not stop talking about this to the other manatees. Like, hey, we got to go flying. You know? Manatees, I don't think a lot of people understand this. Big braggers.
Yeah. I'm just glad that they finally found some habitat for huge manatees.
Yes. Nicely done. A woman from Boston named Sarah Bowen ran the Chicago Marathon this past Sunday and stopped in the middle to save a kitten.
Aw.
I actually saw this in real time as it was happening.
Really?
She was 20 miles in when she spotted it on the side of the road and scooped it up. Then she ran around to different spectators until she found a woman who said she'd adopt it.
Oh, wow.
Sarah was on pace to beat her personal record before spotting the kitten, but she didn't care. She still finished in an impressive 3 hours and 31 minutes.
Not bad.
She happened to be running to raise money for a no-kill shelter called Paws in Chicago that does amazing work.
Wow.
Big shout out to my friends over at Paws. They're doing really good work.
That's really cool.
That's a pretty cool story.
That's a very cool story.
And for those that we're not seeing it, of course, in real time, this cat could have been trampled. It was a very little kitten.
Mm.
And with, we got a marathon going on.
Right.
So her doing this, it wasn't just because she just saw a kitten and wanted to pick it up. She saw an animal in distress and wanted to help.
I did want to do a quick shout out. You just reminded me because of the marathon in Chicago. I do want to give a shout out to Heather Kent, who finished with her best time ever at the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. So,
Good honor.
Yeah.
Good honor for doing that. That's cool. And one more time, I want to remind everybody, Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience going
tonight.
On tonight, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at savorthearts.org. Sean is one of those smooth crooners, voice like liquid velvet. That is how it has been described. Sean's going to do some classics like the Sinatra stuff and everything, but he's also got some modern things he does.
Fun little things in there. I love it.
He's got a great version of Spider-Man.
It's really good.
It's an incredibly talented young man, and that band behind him is no joke. They are good.
There's something.
Get your tickets at savorthearts.org and get swinging tonight, everybody. Seth, great show. Thank you.
It was fun.
You guys have yourselves a good day. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here on
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.